So, what did we decide we wanted to do?
Well, it looks like Dread.
Is that the choice?
I brought it. Well, I just brought it over just in case.
We can just play Jenga.
I'm fine with Thieves or Dread or whatever.
Playing Jenga. That would translate well.
Yeah, to radio.
Internet radio.
No, just not even a little bit.
Yep, sounds like they're playing Jenga, all right.
Oh, somebody just lost. I can tell because they're static and my ears are bleeding.
You're not allowed to use both hands.
My podcast Magic Missile takes a turn.
All right.
We've decided to play some rules-light games. This time, we're going to play checkers.
Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
Well, so here's the thing. I was talking to Will earlier about starting to play Dragon Age 2, and the big difference between Dragon Age 2 and Dragon Age 1 is, in Dragon Age 1, you got to pick what, you got to, like, pick the, you've all played, I assume, Dragon Age.
Okay. I've played, like, 15 minutes of it. Yeah. Maybe a couple hours.
I've watched Patrick play through it twice. That should count.
More than me. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So, there's this thing where you get into a situation, and you have three or four choices of, like, things you can say. And it was basically specifically what your character would say. And you clicked on it, and then your character wouldn't say anything. It was assumed that you said that, right? And mm-hmm. then the other characters would respond to you. In Dragon Age 2, it's more like Mass Effect style, where you pick, you know, oh, I want a witty response, or I want this or that, and, like,
there's good, evil, and witty.
It's not always that. Well, there's actually like six or seven axes. It's not just that, right? But it isn't. Okay, whatever. Anyway, but I mean that's what Mass Effect did, and it was fine. But I did notice that it was a lot different playing that. Like we were talking last time about player agency, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like in order to really immerse yourself in a character, how much control? Like, how much control do you need? Do you need to be able to control specifically what they're saying? Or is it enough to simply select an option and watch your character do something, you know?
Well, I have to say, one of my favorite things about the Star Wars MMO is almost exactly that, except inverted. Because when you go and talk to a person, you'll have, you know, your three options. And maybe the good option is, oh, I give you the drugs back. Mm-hmm. So that you can save the orphans, or whatever. But then, each character who does that mission, like, there's the little text, and the text is always the same, whether you're doing it with, like, the smuggler or the Jedi. But then the Jedi's reason for doing it, what they actually say, is different. And your character actually has voice acting. So that really made it a lot more thrilling going back with a second character and doing it. Because it was like, ooh, last time I did this, I did the good option, and I have a hard time not being the bad guy, so I'm going to do the good option again.
But you get a completely different experience out of it.
Right, even if you make the same choice.
But effectively, like, the writers at... Because that's BioWare too, right?
Yeah.
Effectively, the writers at BioWare have decided that this character is this. You're playing, like, you don't get to pick who your character is other than making those good and evil renegade paragon type choices, right?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, like, I sort of felt like Dragon Age 1 had a lot of complexity in it, where you really could get inside your character's head and just be that person.
There were fewer good-evil choices, too. Just
yeah.
It was a thing that you can do this, and this has certain implications. You can do that, and has other implications. Whereas, there's a little icon, like a little blue, like, I think wing or something like that for good things that you say.
No, the halo with the wings is typically peacemaker, I think. And the you know, then there's like a gavel which is like stern, and then there's like a fist which is like I punch you in the face.
Heart
good job.
There's a heart for love.
You know, even if they don't actually just have those axes in Dragon Age,
They do in Fable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
in Fable, your character don't say nothing. You get to, like, push a D-pad button, if I recall correctly, and it has, like, a thumbs up and a thumbs down, and, like, up, be a total jerk.
To be honest with you, I think for me, the disconnect is... I don't care if you're just giving me... Because ultimately, all the options... regardless of whether it spells out what my character would say or whether it's just like, I'm doing the friendly thing, I'm doing the bad thing. Like, I think a lot of it comes down to the difference between doing that and then immediately having the world react and doing that and then watching my character deliver a line in a bad English accent.
You've been enjoying that then, have you?
I've made peace with it. I'm enjoying the game now.
She's not the worst voice actor.
She is not the worst voice actor.
She is better than a lot.
She is one of the better ones in the game, certainly.
Aww.
No, not even a little bit. That's not even true. She's better than a lot of other games, certainly. And to be honest with you, the Male Hawk is pretty good.
I have not heard him.
There you go. I started on... I installed it on my work machine because my old computer wouldn't run it, and... Yeah, I started playing through with a character. It's interesting too. It's like it takes you a while to feel out a character. But you ever notice how you get to a point where all of a sudden the character starts making decisions for themselves, and you're just there to press the button? I don't know.
It's like that time that my Pokemon character wouldn't join Team Rocket. They're like, "Do you want to join Team Rocket? Yes or no?" And I was like, "Yes." And they're like, "No."
No, that's not even a little bit what I
Why would you even give kids that option if you're just going to tell them no?
Well, no, that's like the you can't say no. It's like the no, really? No, really? No, really? Okay, fine, no. But like the... When the character sort of takes on a life of their own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I, like, again, going back to Star Wars, playing the dark side... characters, I generally ended up being the nicest bad guy you ever run. So I, with one of the, like, the Sith character I made, and, like, I was running through with my friend DJ, I was like, alright, this time I'm gonna make a character, and every time I get a choice, I'm gonna pick the meanest, most despicable result I can. You know? Like...
Did you shock the Twi'lek? Every chance you got. Or were you not playing that role?
I think I may have. I think I may have killed her or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Patrick. Patrick is so much more evil in that game than I am. It kind of... I don't want to say it disturbs me. It's just surprising. It's very surprising that he's so callous to imaginary...
Well, sometimes evil. When you get to play out a character who is more evil than you, hypothetically speaking.
I don't mind playing as a person who, like, to be honest with you, the character I'm currently playing is probably about the nastiest character I've ever played, which isn't even that bad.
No, Gabe's reasonable. He's a teenage boy.
Yes.
Yeah, he's just...
I evil for the sake of evil. Evil for the lulls. I just can't...
There's a difference.
There's no payoff there for me.
Yeah, well, the thing about the Star Wars evil system, I've seen this before, yeah. Is that they don't, in the Star Wars games, do this correctly. And in the Star Wars universe, there's a difference between the Sith and the Jedi. It is not good and evil.
No.
Jedi is about constraint and focus, and Sith is about passion. They don't do that in these games.
The thing that always gets me, like, especially I tried to do an evil run-through of Knights of the Old Republic, and I just couldn't do it because the evil choices always seemed dumb. Like, I'm talking to this guy. If I'm evil, I'm going to lie and tell them what I think they want to hear. Not, I'm just going to be like... I
you're
hit
a
you
jerk.
And you're
I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That doesn't actually seem evil.
Yeah.
Evil has been like,
no, that's chaotic stupid.
I will give you the drugs you want.
Yeah.
And then you get the drugs and you sell them on the black market and all the orphans die.
The thing I understand about, like, Found and Chloe are they're both motivated. They're based in something. Like, it's not they're not just I'm a wacky evil character that's gonna stab you in the face because I because yeah. And I sort of feel like a lot of the time the renegade.
mm-hmm. or the evil
is just yeah. I'll kill you
illogically.
They just
want to
see the world burn.
Yeah. Well, no, even the Joker from you know Dark Knight, like that character, he did just want to see the world burn. But that made way more sense to me.
And also, he doesn't just go to a building and shoot it until the building falls down, yeah. or more likely, he's caught by the police. I feel like in these BioWare games, if you weren't largely invulnerable for being the player, yeah. the renegade character would just sit there hacking at a child for an hour.
Until the cops showed up, and then roll a new character.
Well, to be honest with you, I thought maybe that's true in the Star Wars games, but I don't think that's necessarily true in Dragon Age or Mass Effect. The renegade type, especially Mass Effect, the renegade type character is just, you get things done a different way. Now, I guess in the end it was bad if you did that, if you went that route, but I never tried it.
The key is in the end, for those listening at home, there are no repercussions. Ever. Be as evil as you want, says BioWare.
But, well, somebody actually made a good point about that once. I forget who it was, but they were saying how, like, when... So, good is its own reward, right? Good is, I'm giving something up because it makes me feel better to be a decent human being. Evil is not its own reward. Evil is just, I'm taking what I want because I can. So, evil should be more rewarded. Mechanically, in-game. Mm-hmm. Just should be. Like, mm-hmm. if in the first, like, so the example that they used, and again, I'm trying to remember who this was, but it was, they were talking about Bioshock, and you could mm-hmm. save the little sisters, or you can kill the little sisters. And it turns out, like, you get an immediate reward if you kill the little sisters. But at the end, you got a reward that was commensurate if you saved all of them. So it was like knowing, and everyone knew that you did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So knowing that, there was no actual motivation to do the evil thing.
What really makes me annoyed about Bioshock in particular is... I saw a guide online for Bioshock, and someone said, in that guide, do you save the little sisters, or do you not save them? And it said in this guide, save the little sisters, because you get more Eve total if you save them, because they periodically give you gifts. I thought, wow, you have boiled that down to exactly the wrong thing.
Yeah, but exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean...
Grind to get to
excuse
heaven,
me,
right?
Adam, rather than Eve.
Yeah, oh,
Eve is your mana points.
I see.
Gosh.
But I mean, that's, yeah, it's, so, I mean, I guess, and to be honest with you, this is sort of a thing I have to fight against when I'm GMing, when a player's being a right bastard, but they're being a right bastard for the right reasons, like found. Mm-hmm. Not just going with my gut and wanting to crush them. You know what I mean? Like, it's mm-hmm. like, oh no, I can't. No, the right thing to do here is to reward them for being a jerk.
Yeah, that was Patrick's exact criticism with KOTOR 2, is that he tried to play an evil, like, and it was just impossible. He's played so many games trying, he'll play through it being good, and then he'll try to play through it being evil, and it's, the games kind of break when he tries to just be straight evil, because the mechanics are skewed, and they don't reward in the same ways, and mm-hmm. it's a big lecture I've had to listen to a couple of times, but I don't necessarily understand it,
that
having
was
not played it myself.
The way it was in Fallout in New Vegas.
Yeah.
I went and tried to play an evil character.
Oh my
And I know
God.
Will knows all about this.
Yeah.
But, like, you, like, fall in with the gang of bad guys, and you're like, oh yeah, I've got, like, bad guys rep and stuff, and then you go out in the desert, and they're like, oh yeah, we're like the same gang of bad guys, but we hate you, because your bad guys rep is no good here. Like, you can't even get rep with us.
The worst part
you
about this...
You clearly are criminal and murdered everyone.
The absolute worst part about this is that you're a very low-level character when you can make this decision. Mm-hmm. If you follow the bad guy storyline at your low level, you will be visited by rangers who will give you an ultimatum. Rangers from the opposing side rather than the gang. They'll say, become the best guy ever, or we'll kill you. If you then do everything you can to get on the good side, and I've timed this is mathematically not possible at this point in the storyline. If you do everything you can to make the Rangers love you, they will visit you in a few more days and say, nope, not good enough, we're going to shoot you, low-level character, and your play experience will not continue from here.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But it's really fun because in like my understanding was Elder Scrolls, you know, which was also Bethesda, You could do a lot of crazy shit and become a vampire and stuff and still beat the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about the Elder Scrolls is they don't even necessarily have a good and evil
No, there's
track.
No morality system.
There is a are you in trouble with the law right now
yep.
track.
But it lets you sort of put your own, like, it lets you interpret the events of the game in any way you want. You know, I mean, which I think is more powerful if you're into that sort of role-playing experience. That's the sort of the true immersive mm-hmm. first person, like, the world is just reacting organically to you.
Mm.
You know?
Mm. That's kind of what I loved about the GTA games, is if I just wanted to get in cars and drive really fast and do crazy shit, I could do that, and yeah, maybe I ran over a few people, but that wasn't my intent. I wasn't, like, trying to kill as many people as possible or, you know, do vile, terrible things. I just wanted to, like, drive cars real fast and crash them.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. iPodcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.